Hey guys, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope you're already awake. And today we're going to learn some truth straight from God's word that hopefully will help you wake up even more. I have an amazingly intelligent, wonderful, funny, kind co-host this week, and her name is
Macy Kane.
You could just barely hear her first name. It's just creaked out of her voice. Macy Kane. And how old are you again, Macy?
Seven.
7 years old. So, Macy, we've been talking about the answer to this question. Are you ready? Macy, I have one question for you. This is what we're talking about all week long. The answer to this question, what is God?
God is a spirit.
You're right. God is a spirit. And you know, now that we know, understanding that God is a spirit helps us understand better how to worship God. The Bible actually tells us because he's a spirit, it teaches us how to worship him. But before we dig into that, Macy, can you remind our listeners what the word worship means?
It means like you treat God other than like other people.
Yeah. And it means that you treat him. He's different than everybody else. He's worth more than everybody. You know, other things and people, they're worth a lot, but none of them should be worth as much as God. So if we're truly worshiping God, what we're doing is showing that he's worth the most. That's what worship means. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that after this incredibly dorky joke of the day.
Knock, knock.
Who's down?
I forgot the joke.
I forgot the joke. Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's down?
Theodore.
Theodore who?
Theodore was close, so I just knocked.
Hey kid, it's time for you to all wake up. This is Eden, and I'm here to talk some more about the fact that God is a spirit. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in the spirit and truth. God doesn't have a body that we can connect with him physically. We can't shake his hand or give him a fist bump. If you want to connect to God, you have to do it in a different way. Connecting with him is something you must do from the inside. Remember, worshiping God is showing that he is worth more to you than anything else. You can worship him with your voice, by singing to him, or talking to him. You can worship him with your hands, by working to serve him. You can worship him with your knees, by bowing down to pray him. But it takes more than just your body to truly worship God. None of those things are worship if you don't mean them with your spirit. The part of you on the inside has to really feel like he is more important than anything else. You can sing words you don't mean. You can work because your parents make you. You can kneel at the altar because all your friends are doing it. Those actions aren't worship unless you do them from your spirit. Because you feel it doesn't mean you believe it. God is a spirit, and anyone who worships him must worship him in the spirit.